fellas finally make it. Still papers they bring it. Talk for hours and I show you examples. I ask you to restate it. I fall from a preacher. I'm just a teacher. Here to teach you how to be successful.
Yeah. I'll kick college.
Pants up on our waist, cause that's how we keep our guns up, son.
Son, you don't know this. You don't know about the streets. Peace to the streets. Peace to Mally.
The streets.
Peace to Mally. We always joke about the streets. The mean streets of Utah.
Yeah, them streets is tough out there.
Man, it is, man.
You know, temperature
they're tough
down,
if you're black.
I bet
they're
it is.
They're tough if you're black.
I bet it is. All
Puerto Rican,
10 people.
Asian. They're tough if you're not blonde and white.
Oh, then you didn't get along too well with half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't that blonde, is it?
Yeah, man, growing up there, it's like, everyone was always like, oh, are you Mormon? Oh, should I have not have asked that? Like, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Like I've never been asked that in, like, thousands of times
But still,
over.
People act like, they ask you, are you a religion, act like you fucking offended them or something, just by
right.
asking what they are.
What they
Excuse
are.
Excuse me, are you Chinese? Like, just asking what you are, you know what I mean?
Just want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't need to know, it's just curiosity. I want to know who if I might offend you with the joke that I'm about to tell. Like, wait a minute.
Because you look sort of Puerto Rican-y, but you might just be dark-skinned.
Yeah. I mean, you may be white, but you might be Mexican. Let me find out for sure before I tell insert joke.
Yeah. All right, you got to be sure.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, man, what's up? Oh, you're not black. Oh, you one of them black Hispanics. Like, what's that dude, the Red Sox, Big Poppy? I thought dude was black.
Oh,
till he
know.
Started talking, he didn't know a word of English. I was like, he's not black at all. But he's blacker than me. I was like, how is this possible? Twisted fate of God.
I love it.
They said, you confusing white people. You can't do that.
Oh, it's very confusing.
Very confusing.
Which will be a topic of discussion many times tonight in my Like It or Smite It. By the way, this is Jason's Basement, the podcast.
Yeah.
We like to start it off just right in the mix. We don't like to let you know what you're listening to. Because if you don't know, you're stupid.
Yeah. You downloaded it.
Yeah, so you should know what it is.
You should absolutely
you should know
what it
what
is.
What it is. What it is. What it do.
What it do, son.
Jason'sBasement.net. I'm Jason.
And I'm Jason.
And here we are for Jason's Basement, the podcast.
Yes.
Fun stuff tonight. Got a lot of stuff going on. Reviewing two albums. We're going to review...
Yet they involve one particular person.
One particular person. We're going to review Black Milk's Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. Which is...
Well, it's Black Milk
Album
of
the
Year.
Okay. Right. It's a very clever name.
Yes.
It's a very clever name. Yeah. And then we're going to review Random Acts, which
Random
is comprised
Acts.
Of Black Milk on beats, occasionally on hooks.
Mm-hmm. And he has a verse here and there.
Yeah, and a verse here and there. And Guilty Simpson of Dilla fame.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sean P.
From
Helter Skelter.
From Helter Skelter fame.
Boot Camp Click. If you're old enough to remember that.
I'm not.
He is not, obviously.
I am
not. He looked at me like,
but
what
I do know
fuck
Boot
is
Camp.
That?
Because.
Military?
Because some older gangsters hipped me to.
Yes.
The Boot Camp Click.
Yes.
Which, Helter Skelter, man, that's. It, Sean Price is good, but I think the only reason the only reason I like to listen to Helter Skelter is because Rock's voice.
Yeah.
And he just
say fag about 100 times, gay, fag, faggot. He says that about 100 times. Like, damn, dude. Like, we get it.
You don't like him.
You don't like him at all.
Okay.
Can't you call bitch maybe
or just something?
Motherfucker.
You got any other vocab words?
Punk ass bitch. If you really wanna. Put together your adjectives.
And then he's like, whoa. And his voice is so just,
yeah, he's got a dope voice.
I don't even care what he's saying. I'm just like, listen to that, man.
Half the time, half the lyrics is fag and gun. Fag and pistol.
Done.
But it was dope.
That's called a record. Before we get into the usuals, we want to say Analytical's going on tour.
Yep.
With Breakneck the Mage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Breakneck? I thought it was Mercy Mage.
Well, I think he's going too.
Oh, okay.
It's on backgroundnoisecrew.com, of course.
Yeah, you can set up. Facebook too.
Yep. We got some more likes on our page. We got more fans now, so that's good. So tell your friends.
Yeah,
tell your friends. We're trying to come up, man. We want to do this full time. Yeah, don't you want Jason's Basement Podcast in your ear just all the time? I mean, me and Jason, we would broadcast 24 hours a day, man.
We could if we would.
We would, absolutely. I just hook up microphones.
Say that backwards.
If we could, we would.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I would, man. We'd just be making guest spots out of it. Oh, hey, look, the mailman's here. Hey,
yeah,
hold up.
Come on in. That bag heavy? It's hot outside. You need some water?
Oh, look, there's my neighbor. Get over here.
Hey, little kid. Come on in here.
Yeah.
Okay, come into this basement. Talk with us.
Yeah. And license revoked. Oh, there's a known pedophile now over in South Minneapolis.
Your house. Oh. I'm going to tell him I didn't know what was going on.
Shit. White you ever man. Do that? You ever do that, look up a predator online?
Dude, your fucking neighborhood is littered with them motherfuckers,
not this neighborhood, but I remember in Salt Lake. Ooh, it's like the 4th of July, man.
Did you look it up? Did you look up this neighborhood?
Yeah, there was like two guys. There was a convicted crime at the VA hospital or something, and then there was another guy who lived around.
Dude, I looked up one time in the old neighborhood where I lived, but man, I couldn't even see my house. There's so many dots. I was like, God damn.
That's how it was in Salt Lake, man. I did it where I grew up. And it was like everywhere. Because they're all like those. I'm sorry. It's not even polygamous. It's just super conservative religious types tend to have very rebellious members because they've been sheltered their entire lives. And the moment they get a shred ounce of freedom, they like run with it with a machete down to the 7-Eleven with a young boy. Like,
damn. That is wow.
Sound like a good night.
Utah is wild. You better let them hoes out.
Yeah, people are like, Vegas, man. I was just in Vegas. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I was in Salt Lake. I saw a 9-year-old.
Damn. That is crazy. I ain't have nothing for it. No. That's how crazy it was. I ain't couldn't even say nothing.
Yeah.
And that is a rarity.
It was serious. Dude, I did that predator lookup like in my parents' neighborhood. It was like every three houses.
And your booty hole got safe, huh?
Yeah, man, I made it out.
You made it out?
I made it out.
Nice.
Mean streets, man. The mean streets.
Nice.
Whew.
That'd be nice. You made it out of the neighborhood without getting cornholed. That's an old
it's a
achievement.
Feeling.
It's a I ain't gonna tell this shit on the podcast, even if I did have it. I ain't gonna come out and tell everybody I got cornhole.
Oh, shit. What you said you had a topic you wanted to start with.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it since it's this time of year at the State Fair.
Oh, fucking hey, the State Fair.
Yeah, buddy.
For those of you listening elsewhere.
Yeah, not in Minneapolis.
Not in Minnesota, not in Minneapolis. Yeah. If you're listening elsewhere, the Minnesota State Fair is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is
quite the sight.
It's really a code word for white trash convention.
Oh my God.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And not just white trash of the white trash nature.
Yeah.
I'm talking white trash of all natures.
Mm-hmm. Black people, white people, Mexican people.
Oh, all of it.
They come in and they eat up some shit.
Literally shit on
who the fuck is deep frying pickles?
Here's my beef.
Who thought of that shit? Who was sitting around with a bucket of pickles and you're like, you know what, I gotta find a way to sell all these pickles. Bread them up and fry them.
Fry those bad boys up.
That is absolutely insane.
Here's the thing. This is what people, I mean, I Minnesota, listen up.
Listen.
I've been here 6 years, 7 years now.
About
I have not gone to the state fair once.
Yeah.
I have not gone to the state fair once.
Twice.
I've been outside because I ride the bus. I've been outside. I just watched for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've been like around the parking. I mean, I seen what's been going on.
You seen it?
And I hear what's going on. First of all,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, the food at the fair is so good.
No,
it's dipped
it's
in sugar and fat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's good.
Yeah, you dipped it in the ass of a pig and fried it.
When have you ever eaten anything fried that didn't taste good?
Hot dish on a fucking stick. I saw that shit. Hot dish on a stick. How the fuck do you get a hot dish to stick on a stick? I don't know, man.
And then people are like, oh, you gotta have the deep fried Twinkie. Well, let me do the math on this. Twinkies are good by themselves.
Yeah, you don't need to fry them.
Everything fried is good. So when you put them together,
of course it's gonna be good.
I would expect it to be good. It's not a revelation. You don't need to like, you don't need to be get down on one knee and tell me the holy grail is the deep fried Twinkie.
Dude,
I know it's gonna taste good.
Deep fried Snicker bar.
I'm, Again, I know it would taste good.
I had the
sugar and fat.
I had the fucking Snickers, deep fried Snickers.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that tight. It wasn't really that tight.
Wasn't really that tight.
Yeah, man. They had, it was breaded, right? It was like some kind of pancake batter, some shit.
Yeah.
And they dipped the fucking Snickers bar in there, fried it, came out with it, right? And I had one of the ones that just cool, so I bit into it. Just nothing but melted chocolate inside of a fucking corn dog. I was like, who thought of this shit? The only saving grace I could say to that is, like, if you really got the money and you want to do this shit, you can go to the rides. They got that shit in there. So if you got, like,
they got good youngins, music, too, sometimes. Mally's playing.
This year?
Yeah.
Dope. But you know who else is playing?
Who?
I need to know. Tell me, baby girl, cause I need to know. I need to know.
I don't know what that is.
Tell me, baby girl, cause I need to know.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. Mark Anthony,
dude. Mark Anthony. Boy, you the one singing it.
Speaking of which, man, Love is Dead.
J-Lo.
Love is Dead.
Dude.
Did you hear?
No.
Well, Will Smith really. And Jada Pinkett.
No.
Mark Anthony is fucking Jada Pinkett, man. Love is over. I don't believe in love anymore.
I'm getting divorced tonight. The first black family has been broken up.
By Mark Anthony.
Damn, Mexicans. See, first they move in, they take your jobs. See, black people, you gotta pay attention.
And then they take your wife.
Black people, you gotta pay attention. See, the white man's mad at the...
While we watching the white man, we need to be watching the brown man. We watching the white man take our job, and we watching the Mexican man take our woman. That sounds like some ridiculous shit. I bet you there's a dude out there saying this shit right now.
Oh man,
seriously.
You probably be right. But Somebody believes it somewhere, but anyways.
Yeah.
I digress. So, okay, Mark Anthony's boning Jada Pinkett Smith. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, is not fresh right now.
She's fine, though.
She is a good looking woman.
I'm married and all, but.
She's hot. She's hot. She's very hot.
Ever since she ain't got her face fucked with, I don't know about it, though. Come on, dude. She don't look the same, man.
I haven't seen her recently.
Look.
I'm not following.
She's not on my Twitter status, man. She don't even look like the same woman anymore, man.
That's what they do, man. Yeah, that's what celebs do.
And Will Smith. Oh, poor Will Smith. But you know he had a bitch on the side. Will Smith ain't clean.
Of course.
I bet you Will Smith ain't
that
clean.
All that power, getting jiggy with it, going down to Miami.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
I think he done did some shit, too. I think he done did some do dirty.
Tiger Woods, maybe.
Yeah, but he ain't got... Tiger Woods, oh my God, why you bring that name up? That nigga set back every married man.
You guys are doing so good.
How you fuck up like that, man? You a billionaire.
Hey, you know what?
He got one phone.
You gotta have trailblazers, man. You gotta have a trailblazer.
Okay.
He's gotta pave the path now.
Oh,
so
man.
Now, in a couple generations, it will be acceptable for a black man to cheat on his wife.
You think so?
It's acceptable for a white man to do it. Unless you're Bill Clinton or... Actually, Bill Clinton.
I gotta say, in all the friends that I've had, and they've had relationships, the white people always seem to want to work it out. After the fucking around is taking place.
To save face?
They always want to work it out.
They want
to
save face.
We're going to counseling and, you know, and we're working through our problems and we've discussed it and we both understand it was both our faults. Like, no, it ain't.
And the woman sitting over there, nah, it's this fucker right here's fault.
Yeah.
She all steaming and pissed.
Yeah, nigga, she sucked my dick some more, then maybe I will fuck around. It's like, you try to put it all on her. Like, yeah, if she did this, shut her motherfucking mouth. Like, dude, you fucked somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, what you got? You don't really got a case.
You did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. We are way in another stratosphere right now. So the Minnesota State Fair. It is such a collection of characters and just absurdity.
Mm-hmm.
Really, people look for. Again, if you're not from here, people look forward to this thing for like
a year.
Years. They're like planning.
Yeah.
They're planning how they're gonna hit all the stands, and they got like maps drawn, and like they got like support groups.
Booths for fucking radio stations with these fucking douchebags sitting there talking about shit that you don't give a fuck about. So what about J-Lo? No. Like we're doing, like, only in front of everybody. in the hot ass sun.
Look, they're doing it right there. Yeah. Look, they're doing it right there.
And have you seen a radio fucking DJ?
There's a reason.
Wow.
You know what I was thinking about? Man. Animation is radio for television. It's a bunch of ugly people behind animated faces. Seth MacFarlane, he is not an attractive man.
You're true.
Alex Borstein, the voice of Lois, she is not an attractive woman.
There was a period where she kind of she was kind of
the
cute.
Only attractive person on Family Guy is Mila Kunis.
Seth Green?
Sure. Which, did you see It's a Trap? Did you see that?
Yeah.
I love that scene at the end where they're like just getting it out of Seth Green.
Yeah. They done that.
He has a great acting career. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure all the teens waited in line at Can't Hardly Wait to see Seth Green's play a pre-pubescent teenager.
And he had to be like 30 at the time. Yeah, I know. He'd be like 30 years old. Seth Green's got to be like 40 years old.
He's
man.
Old. Yeah, he's definitely older. He's definitely in his 30s.
Man.
But yeah, nobody's attractive on animated shows. There's no. You Archer. May be onto something. I really like Archer now. John Archer's H. Benjamin. John H. Benjamin, the voice of Archer. He's a fucking ugly man. He is an ugly man. He's like bald. Really just haggard looking, just
completely the opposite of his fucking character.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. It's radio for TV. You don't have to show people your face.
All right, so anybody out there who's making animation, we'd love to do voiceovers.
Because we butt ugly.
Well, you know,
ask my fiance.
I'm trying to break the mold. You can call yourself ugly all you want to. All right, but anyway, keep going back to the State Fair. The State Fair is a pish-posh, mishmash of the wildest looking group of people you ever see in your life. People actually go, I've seen people go barefooted on the nasty ass ground.
God. Man,
and it's covered in horse shit.
Literally.
It really is. It really is. Covered. You smell animals everywhere you go.
You smell animals within a 10 mile radius of the State Fair.
Because they got this big ass barn, they keep all the animals in there, and then a fucking donkey will give birth to some shit in there. You know what I mean? Like a pig give birth and the goose, and then you see the old bloody twat. Like, and everybody's like, oh, look, he did have baby. I said, that is fucking disgusting, man. I want to see that shit.
Jesus.
Like, ew, I didn't want to see my son come out. It's like, I took a peek and I'd never be the same again. I'm affected. Like now.
You'd never be the same.
I'll never be the same again. Wait till you look in there one day.
I saw it in a health class in a video.
It ain't the same, bro.
I know. When you're probably in the room, it's probably
it
not
ain't
the
same, bro. Because I looked down and I was like, is that his head?
Shit.
It was like this big around, dude. It was like, and the Six head inches. Was just hair. You could see it sitting. I was like, God damn.
Oh, your poor wife. Your
had
poor
to hurt.
Wife just...
Boy came out 9 pounds, 6 ounces.
It's carrying a bag. That's carrying a bag of rice around in your stomach area.
Yeah.
Well, your uterus.
My
but
dick is maybe a pound.
Not even. Are you?
Maybe a pound.
Okay.
You know, I'll give it around to you. About.
Right. We can go get the scale if you want to weigh it.
Hey, shit! Are you bullshit? We can put it in here. You think I won't? I will.
This is getting George Michael by the second. Right
yeah.
Now.
Right. Getting very gay. Okay. Anyway, So
yeah, the State Fair, I just don't. It's not for me. I've never been.
You gotta go once.
That's what they say.
You gotta go at least once.
Me and the fiance, I don't know if we will. She's never been either.
Do it, yo. We're going tomorrow.
She's sick.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the wonderful loving fiance, she's sick right now. Leave her here.
Just put some chicken soup by the bed.
Say, here you go, baby. I'm about to go to the fair.
I gotta go out for a little bit. Don't tell her where you're going, motherfucker.
First rule being a player. Yep, that's
rookie
right.
Mistake.
I'm a rookie mistake.
You don't tell her you're going. You say you're going to the store to get us some crackers. Then you step out, come back, say it got held up. Didn't you see that shit on TV? It was a hostage situation.
That was me.
I was in there. Baby, I love you so much. I'm so happy to be alive.
Come kiss me, baby.
Where am I back? I'm so stressed. Wipe that snot off your nose.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah.
Approved.
Lying to your wife.
Okay. Should we talk about my topic? Or,
yeah, go for it.
Should take a breather.
Want to take a breather and then come back and talk about your topic and review the album? Or
sure, let's take a vote from the live studio audience.
They just said take a break.
Okay. Sounds good.
Titties.
DUI. When dialing under the influence goes wrong.
baby.
Have you heard this shit?
I really wanna love you.
This shit is so fucking crazy. Hey, where you going? Yeah, bring me one too. Hey, Jason. Hey, that wasn't him at all. Hey, man, get the fuck away from me, dude. Your breath stink or something stinks on you. Yeah, I know, motherfucker. Hello? Is it on answer machine? Dude. Fucking dude. I love you, dude. And I really want to fuck Ursula in the ass right now. Like now. All right. How you hang? Whose phone is this? The very next morning.
Hold on. What's this? Oh, I got voicemail. Let me see here. New phone. Don't know how to drive this thing. Oh, one message. Huh.
Yeah, I know, motherfucker. Huh? Hello? Is it on answer machine? Dude. Fucking dude.
What the hell?
I love you, dude. And I really want to fuck in the ass.
Damn.
Right now.
Damn. Like, not cool.
Now. Alright. How you hang? Whose phone is this?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, hey.
What? Dude, we were fucking drunk last night, man. Fucking toe up.
And we're back.
Back.
Jasonsbasement.net. BackgroundNoiseCrew.com.
.com.
JasonsBasementPNC@gmail.com.
.com. Hit us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really need some email and pictures of titties. See?
No, my homie.
There it is.
I got a couple of my
squeezed it in.
A couple of my homies, Ben, he told me to pass on some listener feedback. He said, Dave's a hater.
Why you say that?
Because he's just hating on Kanye and Jay-Z. And Ben's kind of a Jay-Z Kanye fan. Definitely Kanye fan, but so I am too.
I do. Yeah. I know you listening. I know you listening right now. Yeah, you hate no Kanye, I think a little too harshly.
But he's not really. He doesn't vocalize it that much. He's not like, oh, fuck Kanye.
Yeah, he was.
No, he's just like, man, he's not that tight.
Nice. Well, okay, I'll give you that. He did say that, you know, he just ain't.
And he does have a valid point. If Kanye's not writing his own words, then you can't give him as much credit. Just like I wouldn't give, Big Crit, I really like that album because he did all
everything,
the beats.
Yeah.
So that says a lot more to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can call up Swiss Beats and he can produce your album, mm-hmm. and you can rap about some bullshit. That's not as hard as it is to actually make the beats, write the rhymes. So if Kanye's not writing his own, I can see it. Okay. Valid point. And then
Fuck that.
You hating. And then Dane wanted me to look into, I sent it to you.
The books or something like that?
Yeah, and we didn't read.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to take
that. Yeah, bro, I ain't got time to read that.
We can read somewhere.
I'll get to
BackgroundNoiseCrew.com, buy some things, then we can read.
Yeah, we ain't got no money to buy the books, motherfucker. Yeah. So I tell you what, send me the ebook. I'll download it to my device.
To my
And read it
device.
In the bathroom in my leisurely time.
But it's very interesting what he was talking about. Left and right brain. And we'll get into it someday we'll get into it with him when he comes out.
Oh, yeah. Want to have him on and we can discuss that shit?
Yep. Sometime when he can come out.
All right.
So that's our only listener feedback.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. All you other people, get off your fucking Facebook.
Or just Facebook us. Or just Facebook me.
Yeah.
What's the feedback?
How to read you on Facebook?
Jason Fingers Brown, Facebook.
Jason J. Brown.
No, I got my own. I get my own little whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, Facebook.com/JasonFingersBrown.
You ain't friended me yet.
No. It just goes to my profile. Damn it, man! It's not anything different.
What do you mean it ain't different? You said Jason J. and you said Jason Fingers.
No, Jason. Oh.
You said
Jason Fingers. Facebook.com.
Mm-hmm. I know what the
/ Jason Fingers Brown. It pulls me right up.
But where's Jason J. Brown at?
That is me. Oh, it's currently unavailable. Thanks,
wow.
Facebook.
Thanks, why is Facebook. It unavailable?
I don't know.
Because the shit don't exist, motherfucker. That's why.
Can we talk about my topic before I go?
Yes, yes.
Mike Epps on your ass?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Listen. Like, call this bitch. Call this bitch.
All right, all right. The reference to that is the Mike Epps faded.
We were just watching it before the podcast.
Dang, what's it called? Never underrated, faded. Never faded. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. That shit's hilarious.
He does this great little... It's this little...
Mock getting slapped thing.
When you see like a comedian or an MC or somebody, there's like this presence and about how they... The only guy I can think about who does it really in a rap game or did it in a rap game was Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, he was real smooth.
Just the way he like held the microphone and he could...
Don't
actually
dare say
like,
swagger. Don't dare say that word.
I wasn't going to say swagger, but just his manipulations of it. Mm-hmm. There's a YouTube video. I bet we can pull it up. I love it. He's like rapping and he dropped the mic like on accident and the DJ like held it. I think it maybe was stage, but then he like picked it up. He's like, I dropped the mic and I keep on rapping. And he said something that like worked it into it. And it was just beautiful. Just the way he did it, you know? And so Mike Epps does this thing where he smacks the microphone head on his arm to sense the sensation of being slapped in the head by somebody else. It's just perfect.
I know. It's perfect. I mean, the first time I saw it, I thought it was genius.
Yeah, it's just the way he does it. It's great. It's fucking hilarious.
I know.
Sure, he wasn't the first guy to do it, but he's got good style with it.
Yeah. He's very. I mean, he's very casual too. That's what I liked about him. Maybe we ought to turn that into a segment too, like just review a stand-up comedy thing. Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Although I pretty much like most stand-up comedy.
This is true. Well. Dude, we ought to see if we can find the worst one.
The worst one. The local, dude. We should take Jason's Basement, the podcast, out to the streets.
We should. How can we do that?
We can do it. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
All right. Anyway, yeah, that's some shit we can talk about.
I wanted to talk about the unspoken code of conduct at grocery store lines.
Oh, yeah.
Because this shit...
This is serious.
This has got to stop,
This is people. Serious.
This has got to stop.
I think I know where you're going, but this is serious.
This has got to stop.
Hit me.
It is just... You can read, can't you?
Yes.
Express lane. Mm-hmm. 10 items or less. That doesn't mean 11.
Yes.
That doesn't mean...
Won't say.
That doesn't mean 10 and like half an item because like it's a broken carton. Mm-hmm. No. 10 or less. Mm-hmm. Get your ass in the other line or you split it up. Read instructions. Follow instructions.
I'm with you. I am completely with you.
Don't. And everyone complains about this one, but yet it still happens. Don't write a check.
Oh my God, who's still writing fucking checks?
Just don't do it.
Oh my God, that happened to me the other day. This dude came up there with a sandwich.
Writing a damn check.
In Target and wrote a check. I said, nigga, I'll buy the shit. Just get the fuck out of line, man. Who writing checks, you little dizzy bastard? Also, another thing that pisses me off.
And don't be pissed off when people don't take checks.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
It's 2011, man.
It's over. It's an unnecessary technology.
There's no reason. You have the check card. Unless you floating checks.
It's the same thing.
Unless you floating checks. Like, about the time they cash that, I'll be already deposited my check.
or you're doing some shady shit, which is why they got rid of it.
You don't need them.
Stop with the checks.
Please.
What does it do?
Takes up time.
Oh, it leaves a paper trail.
It's annoying.
No, you get the receipt. There's already a paper trail.
No. Yeah, conspiracy theorists always doing that shit. I don't want to get no smartphone because they got this shit on their phone and they can locate you. That's why I get this. Man, they can find you.
They already did.
They have facial recognition. They got your DNA somewhere, motherfucker.
Yeah,
they can find
you. They know you're 1 out of 10 people that do not own a smartphone. You are still a statistic. You are still a demographic.
They
you're not anything
you
special.
Every time you log on to Facebook, wow, there you are.
Not even that. I don't use Facebook. I don't want them to track me. Every time you log on to
a computer.
Period.
They find you.
Period.
Every time you walk in front of a camera.
Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you want to fall off the grid, there is a book by a man called Walden, and you should go read it, because he went and lived in a forest, he made his own food, he made his own clothes. That's how you fall off the grid.
Yeah, you can't be anywhere near electronics.
No, you can't.
At all.
You can't live within city limits. No.
Yeah, you gotta be out. You gotta leave the country.
No.
Some third world country.
Just live out in the sticks.
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
And everything cash. Anyway. Yep. Another thing that pissed me off back when people get in lines is when they get in line and be like, oh, I forgot something.
and then run out and then expect to get the back. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They expect to get in front where they were. Like, no, you got out of line, motherfucker.
That's right.
When you get out of line at fucking whatever, like, let's say State Fair, since we're on that, and you get out of line at the fucking ride, you don't get to fucking go back in front.
No, you do not.
No.
No. Which reminds me, you know what, not just grocery line etiquette, just line etiquette in general.
Yeah.
Wonderful loving fiance and I, we went to Summerfest in Milwaukee. Okay?
Milwaukee.
We saw the Black Keys. It was the shit.
Again?
No, it was the first, that was...
Oh, it was the other time?
That was the time. It was the shit. Okay? Concert was unbelievably awesome. We're waiting at a park and ride because it's a big festival in downtown Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not going to drive down there and park because that's insane. So you just take a park and ride. We parked like on the freeway outside city limits, whatever. Bus come pick you up, take you in.
Right.
So we're standing there waiting. There's like 30 other people standing there waiting. Well, first when we got there, there's like two people waiting. Then there was like 10. Then there's like 30. And pretty soon there's like 35 people all like ornery, like what the hell is going on? Because we've been there and it's supposed to come like every 20 minutes or something. And we haven't seen a bus yet, you know? So we're like all confused and we're all worried. So there's this little, we're gonna get stereotypical. There's this little blonde princess bitch with her blonde ass, skinny ass mother with a ring the size of my finger on her finger. And some old ass, you know, polo wearing, grease haired guy douche standing bags. There.
Yeah,
yeah, just three prisses, you know? Three people that...
Wasp. I love it.
Maybe
love
he it. Worked for his money, but nobody else in that family worked for the money.
Love it.
And whatever.
Where's
so,
the keys to my Maserati?
You know how you can tell
when
the daughter really likes her mom? It's because mom's her best friend. Probably let her, like, do coke and, like, introduce her to, like,
they share thongs and stuff
like
that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you're 20-something, you can love your mom, but you don't ever want to be her.
Yeah, nah.
So.
Nah, and you definitely want to fuck somebody that looks like their mom, unless their mom's hot.
So there's these three, right? And everyone's getting kind of ornery, but there's a line.
Mm-hmm.
Because one bus has pulled up, but it was full. So only like four people could get on.
Right.
So then we got in the line, based on how long we had kind of been standing there, right? Yeah. These three just kind of blob in. You know what I mean?
With the mask.
Just, and they were just like there.
What'd you do?
Well, then they started getting fed up. And they're like, well, we're going to go to some other parking lot. So they walked away, right? So they walked away. And I was like, good, you know, they're out. We're all standing in line, single file. We're all waiting. Thank God, an empty bus pulled up. Completely empty. Room for everybody. But sure enough, they just blob right up to the front. Got chummy with some other dude again. Woman's doing the... to this chum asshole in front of us.
What'd you do?
Well, nothing. It was an empty bus, so I didn't have to get my words out.
Fuck that. I'd tell him, hey, there's a line here.
Yeah,
I do that shit to people all the time. Motherfuckers try to, like, act like they don't do nothing. Because most motherfuckers, they'll do that because they've been doing it in the past. Nobody said shit to them. Not the kid. Nah. I look him dead in his eye. Hey, look at him as a man.
But I was saying there was no situation because we were all getting on. There was no way, I mean, like, there was no way we were not getting on that time.
So. I don't give a fuck.
You still call it out.
I don't give a fuck if somebody wasn't getting on. I'll get your ass in the back.
I need to bring you next time.
I don't play that bullshit, man. Like, no, man. We've been sitting here waiting patiently in this line. As you can see, we all got in line. Take your ass to the back. And you always play that shit. Oh, there's a line? I didn't know. Yes, you did, bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Because you saw it the first time you were up here. The part that irked me the most is they were going to leave. They decided to leave. They were going to their car to go to some other park and ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw the bus come up. And came right back.
Yeah, that's like, I don't give a fuck.
That's not standing in line.
In the back, bro.
That's not standing in line.
In the back, bro. That's what I told him. Hey, man, there's a line, bro. What? There's a line.
Well, you got the black man
I'm
going
in it.
For you.
You are not.
You got, because nothing's scarier than a black man yelling at some white people.
Hey, you know, it's a man thing. I know I got the black thing working for me. That does work sometimes.
It does work. It does work. Especially if it's all white people. It
saves me a lot of effort. You know, having to get mad and get loud.
Don't anger the Negro.
Yeah. I get shit. They fuck up my order and food. They come back with some shit. They give me extra fries, all that shit. Like, I don't want a nigga to act up. Motherfucker, you forgot the cheese in my motherfucking burger, nigga. Wait a minute. Going to my motherfucking car, nigga. I'll be back. No, sir, it's okay. Here's free fries. Here's just everything.
Milkshake.
Just calm down.
Cheeseburgers for a month.
Calm down. I understand your socioeconomical problem. I do not mean to anger you. Just here.
I love it.
Don't come back from the trunk, please. Don't pop the trunk.
Just fucking stand in line, people. So frugalist doesn't have to get frugalist on your ass.
No, I will. I'll tell them. My wife gets embarrassed about that shit because, like, we'll be somewhere.
Call somebody out.
But the fucked up thing about my wife is, like, she'll be all like, calm down, Jason. But the longer it persists, then she gets mad. Why don't you guys just... I'm like, oh, I can't say nothing. Now I look like a bitch. Because I didn't say nothing, then my woman step up and say something. Yeah. Now I look like a bitch.
Yeah, look at you, watered down.
Yeah, I know, right?
What are you?
I know, right? Look like a sucker booty. I can't fucking say nothing. Then you step up and say something, then I look like a bitch. Like, nah. She did that. We're at a Twins game. And there was some New York fans. And Twins were playing New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Some New York fans in the back of us just talking shit. And I was like... I was just steaming, dude.
Yeah, I just...
I'm not even a Twins fan, but I was like, dude, they need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know they mean? Can't hear you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to tell these motherfuckers shut up. If they say one more thing. They say one more thing, I'm going to tell them, Jason, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing for 3 innings. Jason, calm down. Calm down. Don't say nothing. And then finally, the 7th inning, you guys need to be quiet. I was like, I looked at these guys, what? I said, I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing. Now I look like a bitch.
Yep, you do. And that's exactly what they said when they got in the car. They go, see that bitch, dude?
That bitch ass nigger.
Yeah, they might have dropped it.
Nigger.
They might have dropped it.
And that nigger loving wife.
Go back to the cell.
Nigger loving, that's always a funny word. I was like, that sounds like a good thing. Yeah, I'm a nigger lover.
When I first moved to the Twin Cities, I was mistaken for a black man on 2 occasions.
Who, you?
Yeah. Not in physical form, because somebody heard my beats, and this guy was like, dude, I thought you was a brother. I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Because
I make hip-hop music, so beats. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you can't even tell who I'm is.
You don't even know what color I am.
You don't even know who I'm is.
You don't even know what I be right now.
I brings the funks. As a matter of fact, one of the first beats that I rapped on one of yours, it was one of my lyrics. I said, Ferrix lay the drums like he comes straight from Africa.
Yep, that was it. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I forgot about that for a second until you said that.
That is an old jam.
Yeah, it was a long while ago.
Anybody got a copy of the mixed up tape that they bought? Email me a picture. jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com. That's the first thing I put out in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that was dope.
Should we get into the CD reviews on that note?
Let's do it.
So we're talking about Black Milk.
And
Album of the Year. And Random Acts.
What did they name that album? Is that self-titled?
Nah, it's something weird.
Here, let me look it up.
Maybe it was self-titled.
I was thinking it was.
What do you want to start with, the Random Acts?
Let's start
with the Black Milk.
Well, I'll start with the Black Milk first, since he's on both of them, then it'll transition.
Album of the Year. I was excited because I really...
Self-titled.
It is self-titled. So Random Acts, self-titled. I was excited about the Black Milk. I did because... I appreciate it's that Dilla school, you know, and Dilla has this really rare ability to make samples become very organic, and then he also has the ability to slip in organic material, i.e. keyboards, drums, things like that, and it sounds very right. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah,
nothing stands out. It's not... I can't obviously tell that something was not sampled.
It's not baseline driven. It's not, you know, whatever. It's got knocking drums, but
all the other stuff sort of blends. But it's very soulful and like, and again, so Black Milk, he's from the Dilla school, and like the first thing I noticed, and I ran into Mally on the bus, and the first thing we were talking about the album, and the first thing I noticed, and he said the same thing, the drums. There are lots of live drums on the album, and I can tell because they're very loud. They're very abrasive, and they're very, like, over the top.
Right.
And he kind of went a little trigger happy with some of the loops, I think, because he was trying to get into that real funky, like crazy snare rolls and, like, a lot of syncopated hits, which I appreciate, but it was a little, like...
Too much.
Overkill.
Yeah, I was just saying that. He's not afraid of the snare.
No, he is not.
He's not afraid
of the snare. Boom, dude, that snare just... Well, he does have some very interesting grooves going.
Yeah.
And, like, what I was trying to say is... his drums are so lifted out of the sounds, it's almost destroying, like, everything that he's put in the background.
Right.
where like a Dilla sample or like a Dilla composition, he may put live drums in it, but they sound like they go in there.
Yeah,
they're... like it's like part of it. Like it, he just like slipped it underneath it.
Yeah, he never tries to get too fancy, you know.
It's where like that, a lot of that Black Milk on that album, it was very like, here's a cool sample, and then throw these loud fucking drums over the top with like fills and drum, like it was crazy. It was like,
this nigga
cyclone. Yeah, man, he was loving it. On that note, though, the beats were, they were different.
Yeah,
which I like.
Yeah, it's not like anything I'm really listening to right now, and he's got his own little sound. So yeah.
But I think it was a miss. I think he missed.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right,
because I know he's got better production than that, and I understand that maybe he was trying to go like in a new, little bit of a new direction.
Yeah.
But I don't think he harnessed it quite yet. It's.
As I said, I listened to it and I was like, and I listened to the beats. Just speaking on the beats right now, but when I heard it, I was like, yeah, this sounds pretty cool. I mean, on the first listen, it didn't impress me.
Right.
You know, it sounded good, but it just sounded like a hip-hop record. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, yes. It's another rap record.
Yes.
So it didn't really blow my socks off. But upon the second listen, I appreciated it a little bit more. Because usually when I listen to something on the first time around, I'm listening to the whole thing.
Just kind of taking it in.
Then the second time I'll go back, maybe I'll be like listening to the beats a little close. And then maybe another time I listen to it, then the lyrics start to sink in after I've absorbed everything else. So it's like a process whenever I listen to a record. But his, I was like, it was a cool album. I can say that. It was cool. It'd be worth, you know, copping by $5. You know, it'd be worth copping it. You know,
lyrically, he came nice too.
Yeah.
I mean, some thought-provoking things. Obviously, some braggadocious.
Yeah.
A little bit all over the place.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, I listened to the lyrics and I was like, it's all right. He's pretty nice with it. You know, he's like, he ain't no scraggler, you know.
No.
But, you know, so I appreciate the lyrics. He ain't my top 10 by any means, but, you know, but he was good.
And that's why I think it was a lukewarm.
Because
I think he was trying to really do that little bit different sound and then do some different things. And it just wasn't there.
Yeah.
It wasn't it.
Yeah.
So I would only give it, I would give it 3 Danny Sheets.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
3? I'll give it about 3. Yeah. 3 is solid.
Warning. Solid 3. Warning is my jam.
Really?
With the Keep Bouncing sample.
What was that? Fucking horrible
actually,
name.
TKD hipped it to me. Apparently, I think he said it was a Cypress Hill. It's like a woman on a PA. She's like, keep bouncing.
I think Deadly Medley is mine.
The one with Royce the 5'9"?
Yeah, it's Deadly Medley.
See, that's a funky ass sample, but it's like destroyed with those drums, just like thundering down upon him. And I don't know, I wish he would have taken something a little bit more seductive, a little bit more secretive.
Yeah, another thing I really liked.
That's the one. Keep bouncing. Blueprint sampled it too on that other one we listened to, Adventures in Counterculture.
Yeah, I also like the fact that he didn't have a ton of features.
Yes, that was very nice.
I hate that one. You get an album, it's like every
feature
song.
Feature after feature.
Ghostface Killah's notorious for that shit, man. Every time I buy an album, every song is featured. That's like, at least,
how do you perform that live?
You can't.
That's
motherfucker,
right.
He do one verse.
One verse.
And then go to a new song. Yeah.
That was a hook off. That was a hook and a verse off one of my new tracks. Here's a hook and a verse off another new track.
Yeah. Here's about 80 songs I'm gonna play in 10 minutes. Play the whole song, nigga.
I can't.
Bring somebody out on tour. Raekwon ain't doing nothing.
Method Man ain't here. Can't do it.
Raekwon ain't doing nothing. Method Man's done acting. Thank God.
Oh, God. The Wu-Tang.
Oh, my God. You know they're still touring, dude.
Moving on to Random Acts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell... Well, let me start this one.
Okay, start it.
All right, upon first listen, I really liked it. I really liked it the first listen. Until I played it in the car. And they need a better engineer. Or somebody come mix that shit down. Because the bass is up way too motherfucking high. I'm about to blow out my factories. Fucking with this shit. I was like, turn it up. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, come on, man. It ain't even up to 30. You know, it's like, God damn, this shit is loud. So I had to turn down the bass just to listen to the album.
That's what they want.
I know, right?
Trunk thumping.
Yeah, and you know, that dude Sean P. Talk about the just talk about lyrics, and then maybe get into the beats in a minute. But Sean P. It's Sean P. He don't change on none of the songs.
Well, neither. That's the thing. Guilty's got like one or two flows, and Sean P's got like one or two flows. Mm-hmm. So essentially, it's like 12 tracks of one or two flows. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
I like Sean P though. I ain't even gonna front like I don't like him.
No, I like Guilty Simpson too. I mean,
I don't like Guilty.
I don't like Guilty. I don't mind either of them. And Guilty, in fact, when I see them on a track, I'm like, sweet, let me hear that.
Guilty kind of whack, if you ask me. I mean,
I like him on Dilla stuff.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I didn't feel him on this yet. I was on like
that last Dilla record, The Shining. There's that song, I think it's called Jungle Love. Mm-hmm. It's, first of all, the beat is just bare bones heat. Yeah. It's just like those shakers, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just boom, boom, shh. Just a kick drum and like this little like hi-hat hit with all these shakers and shit. Oh man, it's fucking gets fire. Me going. And Guilty Simpson's on it, and I love it. It's just this
Guilty kind of whack.
Little tongue-in-cheek, quick little verse.
I don't like him.
All right, fair enough.
I don't like him, man. I listen to him. There's a couple of lines. He'll have a couple of lines, but his whole verse will be like, I don't like it. Sorry, Guilty.
Hey, if you ain't feeling, you ain't feeling.
I'm sorry, bro. You had to come tighter than that.
On the topic of it, the whole thing sounds very mailed in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I got a beat. What you doing next Thursday?
Yep, not even that, dude. Not even that. Like, they were all over smoking weed at Milk's house, and he's like, dude, I got some beats. They're like, let's do this now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right fucking now.
Chewbacca.
And then it just... And like, so, I mean...
Deuce, dude, rocking your crew. Who shoes hotter? True shotter.
It just... None of the lyrics stuck with me at all. Like, I couldn't even tell you one line from,
really?
From the... I mean, I listened to it probably... I could look it up on how many plays I got through on my... But I listened to it, you know, 4, 5, 6 times. Mm-hmm. Not even one line stuck with me. Not
Flinch
one.
Flinch when I walk by because I do smack rappers. Sean the Barbarian. Some black tall heroin. Sean is the best.
See, this is what I'm talking about. So it wasn't very deep. And then, again... Talking with Mally on the bus, and he hit me to it. There is a Black Milk throwaway beat on there. There's an old Black Milk song where mm-hmm. at the end of the song, he does a little like Prince Paul, like other beat outro.
Right.
You know how he would always
put that little
tag on there?
Yeah.
Like, this is a beat I was working on, and then I stopped. Like,
so I'm just going to throw this at
the end. Yeah, I'm just going to throw it at the end for 20 seconds. So he showed me, there was a song, I found it on YouTube or whatever. There's a little snippet at the end. Mm-hmm. It's a whole beat for this album that was years ago. So literally he was like, yeah, I got some shit, let me look in here, what's this 2000, how's 2004 sound to you, and just pull out disc. Mm-hmm. Brought it over to their house 2 days later. We called Random X, which is exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. Random chopping of
random
whatever.
X A-C-T-S. Yep. Random X.
That's all it was, man. There's no cohesive. I didn't get
I got nothing out of it.
I
think you're right. I think it was just some shit that was thrown together.
I got
and
nothing
they put
out
it
of
out.
It.
I wonder, did they press that shit to CD?
Yeah, I think so.
Why? I mean, that's more like a...
Just a thing to
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Free Bandcamp or something.
That'd have been, that'd have been better for a mix, not a mixtape.
Some of the beats were cool. And like I said, I like the one that Rocks on.
Mm-hmm. Rocks on that?
Yeah.
Where?
One of the later tracks.
Really?
Whoa, what up? He did it. Again, none of the lyrics stuck with me, so I couldn't like tell you what he said.
Black and Brown?
Yeah. No, another one. Another one.
Is it me or is it fucking
You don't have another one?
How many tracks you got?
Dude, that's Black Milk. That's not the one. Oh, God.
I knew that.
See, you screwing me up. Anyways, yeah, he's on there.
Okay.
Another one. What are you doing?
Here it is. Down. Chewbacca.
No, there's another one. With the guy from Helter Skelter.
I know who the fuck Rock Next is, Monster is.
I know. He ain't on that one. I know it says it, but I didn't hear him on there. He's on that one. Another one.
Which one?
Play another one.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about another album or some shit.
No,
he's like, another one, another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
There he is, and that beat's hot.
Yeah.
And So I give it two Downey sheets, because it was three grown men who are talented who chose to just let me do this now.
I'll give it three.
You give it three?
I'll give it three. All right. I mean, I listened to it. I gave it a couple listens.
You probably bump it again on the way home.
At least I will Chewbacca. I like Chewbacca. It is like for no reason it starts out. That's the first word to the song, Chewbacca. This shit don't make any sense. It's like
word two. Word two.
Oh, sorry, I should have spat. Chewbacca, deuce popper, not rocking your shoes proper. It's like Chewbacca, like why not R2-D2? Han Solo. like why Chewbacca? I don't get it.
I don't get it.
But I like the song though. And this is the one that damn near broke out my fucking factories. Cause boom. The fucking thump is so fucking hot.
Bam.
Anyway, so yeah.
So there we go. Black three. Milk. Three out of three for both. Random X. Two out of three for me. Three out of five. Why am I saying out of three? You people know what it is. It's out
you know
of five.
What I mean.
Jason's
you know.
Basement. This is how we do. Jasonsbasement.net.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's safe to say you could pick these up.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're decent albums. So, if you ain't bumping nothing, you want to hear something new, pick up the Black Milk or the Random Acts, or pick them up both. Support your artists.
Probably pretty cheap.
Or buy some shit from us.
Or definitely just buy shit from us. the next podcast, we have a huge amount of albums to review all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be busy.
Surplus.
So we got a bunch of rap shit coming, but we also want to try to do this thing, and maybe we'll do it, I don't know about this, maybe we'll do it some podcast soon, but the Chili Peppers put out a disc, and Incubus put out a disc, and I keep saying
the
we need
Peppers
to do...
The Chili Peppers is out?
Yeah. Came out the 31st.
Now.
Yep. So we need to do...
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
We want to do the best alternative rock band before alternative rock was alternative rock, because both those dudes have been making music before modern alternative rock, as it was dubbed.
So do you have that Incubus?
I don't have either.
You don't have either?
No. I'm kind of poor right now.
Yeah.
Money's
funny and my credit can't get it.
So, but we're going to probably do that. And then we got a bunch of other stuff coming up on the docket. Eminem, Royce da 5'9". What else?
Bad Meets Evil. We got that. We can do, actually have an R&B day.
Oh, we can do R&B day.
Yeah, like that Alec, Aloe some shit. And then Rafael Sadiq
we've been sitting on the Sadiq for a while. But anyway, so look forward to all that good stuff. If you got ideas of what we should review, send us what you want us to review.
Aloe Black.
If you are a rapper or a local rapper and you want us to review your shit and you want to come talk about it, email me.
Yeah.
jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com. We are taking guests. We're trying to do one guest show a month. So it means like every other about. But we'll do special. We'll do special shows if we need to.
No doubt.
All right. So shall we get into the...
titties.
Should we get into that?
Yeah, titties.
Okay. That was like perfect.
And we're back to the mat. You know.
Nobody knows we left.
I know. That's the
damn
thing.
You.
That's the cool
now
thing.
Now they know because you said something. Now it's out. Cat's out the bag.
Shit, that don't make no sense. They knew we went back.
Okay, like it or smite it.
Don't hate on me. Don't fucking
first?
Judge me.
You want to go first?
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Professional development for any job that you may have.
Professional development?
Mm-hmm.
Like where you sit down with some people and they decide what you need to work on?
Not just that, but they send you shit out on trips or seminars and whatnot.
Meetings.
And shit like that to help you... improve.
You like it.
I'm gonna say I smite it.
Ooh.
Smite it.
Now, the reason why I do smite it is because half the time, the shit that you're listening to is already some shit you already heard.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Don't they pay for like your food and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they feed you and whatever, but I mean, some of the shit is like, okay, I've heard this already.
and it's like fly by night shit. It's always like, okay, we got a new way to do this, and we're gonna have you come in and do this shit, but then you leave and they don't give you no book
or anything.
They don't give you no PowerPoint. They don't give you no, you know, nothing that you can fucking go home and study.
Right.
He's like, listen there to me talk for about an hour and then holla. If you want some shit, go to my website and buy it. Like, motherfucker, did we just spend some money to get in this motherfucker? Then you get paid already up there speaking. Shouldn't I just walk away with some shit? You know what I mean? Saying you have books for me to walk out of here and then you autograph it and I can go home, put it on my shelf, let it collect dust.
It's like, yeah, let me do that.
You know what I mean? I mean, professional development. I mean, there has been time when I've been like, oh, wow, that's an interesting theory. I like to hear that. But then again, when you leave, they don't give you shit.
Right, so it's out the window.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I listened to you speak. Thought it was a great idea. But now I don't retain any of it because there's no fucking...
Very, very funny... Very funny that you're bringing this up, actually. Yeah. I have a friend who... He works for the government, actually. And he just went on a trip...
I'm a tea partier, dude. Don't say government in front of me.
He just went on a trip to learn some things paid for by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Away from his house, so he had to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in a hotel.
All right.
Stay wherever the fuck it was for 2 days.
Motel 8.
Learn all this shit, blah, 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 blah. Turns out, he learned all this shit in college.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's down at the hotel getting drunk on the taxpayers' dollars while the taxpayers are paying to educate him on shit
that he already knows.
And he will gladly tell you, this is a waste of my fucking time. And that, my friends, is why government should be run like a business. It should be. The government is the least profitable business ever.
Uh-huh.
It should be.
Most wasteful motherfucker, too.
It would have gone underground like years ago.
But dude, here's where the bullshit is, and it goes with almost every company. They have a budget, and if they don't meet that budget, then their budget is shrunk for the next year.
Yes.
So it forces motherfuckers to start spending money and doing shit on other shit so they can keep the same budget.
Right.
Rather than be like, okay, what are you gonna need? What are you forecasting?
Well, we're gonna need a bigger budget.
This year we need a bigger budget.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, this year we did this, so we saved money here, so we don't really need that much for this year, but we project next year we'll need this much, and whatever we don't use goes back to the pot, you know what I mean? Rather than like, okay, we gotta keep spending money in order to keep the same budget. And that's like, that's government, that's companies that I've worked with, where motherfuckers be spending money just so they can keep the same budget, rather than be like, this is what we fucking need.
Well, it's not really a budget if you can change it and make it bigger, and there's no ramifications if you don't stay within the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a budget.
Mm.
That's called nothing. That's called spend on whatever you hell you want.
No, but the places I've worked at would have had shit like that. It's like if they didn't meet it, then their budget shrank. But if they did meet it, it was okay. If they went over, shit out of luck.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't like...
Plenty of places I worked, if you go over budget, that just comes out of the next budget.
Next year's
so
budget.
So you spent that money, you better save it the next time.
Maybe that's what they were doing then.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just ridiculous.
I know.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, it's not like...
He told me that, when I heard that, I was like, that ain't right at all.
I know.
One thing if a private corporation wants to send you and waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
And spend their money on wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's government funds...
Dude, government could save money if they wanted to. But they could also raise money if they wanted to, too. You know what I mean? So, hey, don't even get me started on them motherfuckers.
Yes, I know.
Bunch of trick bag motherfuckers. Don't let me get started on that.
All of them, man. Every last one.
Obama to all of them. All of them.
All of them.
Ain't worth a fucking fart.
Yeah.
Ain't worth the mosquitoes fart.
I'm a conspiracy theorist now. I sit in my basement, man, and I just meditate on some shit that you haven't
heard yet. Oh,
that
explains your fucking tinfoil hat.
That's what it is.
So they don't fucking hear your thoughts.
I put my satellite signal out into the air and people can hear it.
Okay, now you sound crazy.
Revolution is coming.
You're starting to scare me a little bit. Okay.
Anyways. government, you be fucking up, man.
All right, what's your like as mine?
The movie The Help. And or the book.
I say you smite that shit.
It's the elusive smalike.
The smalike.
Okay. The smalike.
Smite it.
I'll give you two. Here's the reason why.
Okay.
I didn't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
The Wonderful Love and Fiance read the book.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to the movie. you made me go to the
movie. You watched that shit?
I did watch it.
Okay.
It was very good. It was very good. Put together well. Very good story.
But.
White people are fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus How Christ. So? It just makes me uncomfortable when I see what the fuck.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's why I don't watch them motherfucking movies. Ain't but probably black, one or two black people in the theater when you saw that shit.
Oh, there wasn't really anybody there at all. There was maybe like 10 people.
Ain't nobody trying to see that shit. No.
We got in there late.
Want me to see your teeth, sir? Do you want me to take your shoes upstairs, sir? Ain't nobody trying to see that shit, man. I saw Driving Miss Daisy and that was it.
It's a story that should be told.
Mm-hmm.
Because like my generation doesn't know anything about that. And the generation below me definitely doesn't know anything about that.
They hear about it. They have like a very rudimentary understanding about it.
But like it was just very real, you know? And there's a couple characters in there and it's just like, fuck. Like, really? And then I'm like, people really were like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, God, I can't even wrap my head around it, you know? And it just like, I'm sitting in the theater watching this heartwarming moment between like two of the main characters at like a good point, and all I can think about is some bitch off screen. I'm like, this fucking bitch is being like, she's a racist motherfucker. Like, mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
I know.
And it like ruined everything. Uh-huh. Like, it's a very heartwarming tale. They did some nice stuff.
Heartwarming.
You know, like it's one of those things where you're like,
heartwarming.
Oh, it's good to be a human. Type of thing, you know? But the whole, all I can think about is these racist, ignorant bitches and people that actually existed and still exist, and it's just like, I just don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
like, it just pisses me off.
Now you know why I don't go.
Right?
There's no reason to see that shit, because like, all I'm gonna do is be mad at some shit that ain't real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Fuck my whole movie experience up. I mean, so I was like, I just don't go to the movies, man. I just don't do it. I mean, if I have to sit through some shit, like for some reason somebody wants to see it, my wife wants to see it, not all right, well, whatever, let's see it. But I will not elect to see that shit. I don't care to see it. I know what happened. I've been through some shit myself. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So I have no desire to see that. Let me help you with this, sir. Don't you pay them no never mind. They don't understand you. I don't want to hear that shit. Motherfucking black person being persecuted trying to help out somebody else who got all the rights. I ain't trying to see that shit.
True.
All right. But I mean, I'm sure it's a heartwarming tale.
It was good.
About two races coming together.
It was.
On some shit.
It was.
Amongst all a bunch of hate.
It was.
See? Already, I ain't even seen the shit.
You need that hope. You need a little bit of hope in there.
I ain't even seen the shit. I know what it's about. All right. All right, my like smite.
Go ahead.
Homeless people.
You love them. You absolutely like them. It's fucking hilarious.
Did it say anything?
What? No, that was my guess. You got to tell me what it is, and then I press it. Yeah, I'm not going to just trigger happy, just boom.
All right, I like them.
Yeah.
Like it.
I knew it.
I like them for a couple of reasons.
I can't wait for this.
One, fucked up as this may sound, but whenever I'm having a bad day,
he's having a worse one.
He could never be as bad as what that motherfucker's having. You know what I mean? No matter, I could shit myself.
That's a good barometer.
I could shit myself. My wife would say she's gonna leave me, but I can always like look at him and be like, yeah, it could be always. I could always be. It could always be that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got it's a not little that. Reminder.
It's
a
not that. For yeah. You. And on top of that, you know. Homeless people can sell you some shit. They hustle up.
Talk about some heartwarming tales of tragedy, right?
Yeah, look here, man. Can you give me a dollar?
Look,
if
man,
you give
I
me a dollar,
just,
I can go get a hotel room.
I'm right over the
for a
right
dollar.
Over, I'm right over the. My car's right over the hill over there. Listen, I'm coming all the way from Sioux Falls, baby. I'm coming from Sioux Falls, picking up my daughter. She's doing the clinic over there. Get your shit together.
And they always come with some odd ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need 67 cents.
What the fuck are you gonna buy for
67 cents?
Yeah, no, it is.
That'll help me get a hotel room.
I just need
for 67 cents, nigga. Where you staying? Shit, I want to go over there. Why am I buying a house? I'm a sucker. You get a house for 76 cents?
Yep.
Some odd ass number. I need 93 cents. Like, nah, nigga. I know what you're trying to do. You know, and damn well, ain't nobody got 93 cents.
Yep.
You trying to get the whole dollar so I can keep the change. I ain't falling for that bullshit.
My favorite is when they give you the story first, and then hit you with like the money.
Yeah.
Like they're playing it normal. Hey man, what's up? What's going on? Hey man, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah man, pretty day, huh? Nice day out, isn't it? Yeah, you know. Oh, you over here eating? Oh, cool, man. Yeah, I'm from Minneapolis. You know, I know how it is around here. I love this place, man. It's my favorite.
Matter of fact, I'm
just need like a couple bucks right now. Cause
I'm
listen,
hungry
and then they're like, whoa. We were just talking about this restaurant. Then you just they just slip it in, you know,
try
like in the middle of a conversation. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful day. I need like $2.
And then like $2, like, you better back the fuck up.
No, man, I said it's a beautiful day. I need like $2.
Dude, I had a motherfucking cold hurt. My change jiggle in my pocket.
Oh,
yeah. He like, can I get some change, man? Can you help me out with some change so I can go over and get something to eat? I'm sitting there like trying to fish my keys out my pocket. Change is jiggling.
I don't got cash.
I ain't even got it. Yeah. having a lie. I was like, hey, man. Why you make me lie, man?
He's pissed.
Jesus looking down on me, man. Why you make me lie, man?
Right in front of him, too.
You gonna make me lie in front of Jesus.
Oh, my... That's why I got the bus pass now. I got the little green card. I'm safe, man. I don't carry cash. I don't carry nothing anymore. Yeah. I just need a couple bucks to get on the bus. Sorry, just beep the card. Yeah, I'm on the plastic standard. Literally.
Can't even do it, bro. Can't even do it. Yeah. That's what I tell. Can't even do it, man. You better get the hell on, man. Do
but they always want. Hey,
do a respectable man do. Just... Rob a bank.
Nut up.
Yeah.
Go get your own.
Out here with a handout. Do what a Republican says. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Get a motherfucking pistol and rob somebody. That's how you do it.
Yeah. And then protect your own.
Yeah, that's how you
do it. And then protect it.
Begging.
Protect it.
I'm sticking up old ladies for their welfare checks. I'm robbing little kids' piggy banks.
Yeah.
I'm acting a motherfucking fool if I'm ever out on the street. I'm telling you now, if I lose my job, click, click. Come up off of it.
Spoken like a true black man.
Come up off of it. Hey, why you gotta be all, why you gotta bring black into
hey.
It? That's white robbers.
Uh-huh.
There's white robbers out there.
Uh-huh.
What's that? That one white dude?
They never show them on the news?
Yeah, it's always some white male between the ages of 2 and 87.
I do love police descriptions. A tall man between the ages of 21 and 38. Oh, because you can tell by looking at him. In the dark, too.
That's 3/4 of the fucking population.
In the dark. That's the best.
He was wearing a Spurs hat.
Yeah.
And glasses.
He's still wearing it.
And overalls.
Yep. Like, again, because he's still wearing it.
I'll never see that dude in my life.
It's like, it's like, check the fair. Check the Minnesota State Fair.
I didn't even tell you about that time my cousin was on fucking America's Most Wanted for writing hot checks. She was on America's Most Wanted. We were sitting there. We just saw her like earlier that day. We were sitting in the fucking
kitchen. Serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh my God.
I ain't playing with you. Like, yeah, man, we sat down. We watched America's Most Wanted. We were like,
oh.
Lynette? Oh shit! Everybody like call everybody on the phone. Girl, did you see Lynette? Nobody called the police on it. We just like tell her, girl, can you see Lynette? It's on the fucking television. Dude, I got the funniest robbery story you ever want to hear. I'm not gonna use his real name, but his name was let's just say Jordine.
Jordine.
Yeah. So Jordine was on that stuff, and what I mean was he was on crack. So he decides he's going to rob the Golden Chicken.
The Golden Chicken.
Yeah, it's called Golden Chicken.
Is it spelled chicken or is it like hyphenated?
Well, they call it the Golden Chick now, but it's Golden Chicken. So he pulls up on a bike in a drive-thru, sticks his finger in his shirt like he had a gun and said, give me $20. Not give me the money, give me $20. They held his ass up for 5 minutes in a drive-thru for $20. And the police came and got him and took him away. I was like, man, you got to be high. You got to be high.
And he looks back on it. Oh, yes, I was.
To realize your shit wasn't working. To like 2 minutes into it, to be like, you know what? I'm good. Man.
Never mind. Even...
Like he sat there like vigilant. Like, I want the money, motherfucker. Get me the money.
Oh, God.
I giggled
like
on that
shit. Like it's Tiananmen Square, man. He's just standing up.
Yeah, like, dude, you ain't gonna get no money, man. Not like on a bike. How you gonna get away?
Right.
You can see a monkey ass.
Hot pursuit.
Yeah. On a bike doing 15 miles an hour on a BMX.
Yeah, weave
it. Wasn't even a 10 speed. It's a BMX.
Nah, man, he's got moves, dude.
He got moves. Duck,
weave it.
Yeah, he's gonna grind the fucking sidewalk. Anyway, yeah, that was the funniest shit. I don't know. If you knew the dude, it'd be funnier.
Got it. Jornail. Well, if
Jordine.
I Jordine.
If you knew Jordine, it'd be
Jordine.
Funny.
Jordine.
It was a lot funnier.
Sardine, Jordine.
Anyway, do you got another one?
Yeah. I don't really know what's going to happen.
What do you mean?
KFC. It ain't Popeyes.
I know it ain't Popeyes. I'm going to say you smite.
Yeah, I smite it.
Why?
Smite it.
I don't know. What's the point?
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's like, you ain't got nothing to say about it. Like KFC. Why you eat that shit? That should be the tagline. KFC, what the fuck are you doing here? It's like, come on, man.
I don't know, man. It's like, I was at the KFC, actually, and I was just thinking about it. It's like, we are so pathetic. Like, we are so pathetic. Americans and just...
Can't say I disagree.
Maybe not just... maybe okay, not even just Americans, but just ignorance is so unbelievable.
Blissful. So blissful.
It's just amazing. It's like, they got, like, healthier choices at the... There's a sign that says... healthier choices at the KFC.
There is no healthy
choice. There is no healthy choice at the KFC. There isn't one healthy thing on the menu.
Not like, at all. Quit bullshitting around.
It's right, like, and it's just like, I don't know, it's just we allow ourselves to be lied to and to lie to ourselves so much that mm-hmm. it's mind-numbing when I think
it's
about
it. It's chicken, but the grease isn't in it and it's not breaded and it's broiled and it's just better.
No, man.
That's just not even real chicken.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
They can't even call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore.
And forget all that. Okay, so forget all that. Maybe let's just say the chicken is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's top grade quality. Let's just say it's top quality. Uh-huh. And then you get a Coke.
Yeah.
You fucking everything up, man. That's straight sugar. That
straight
is just sugar.
Dude,
and carbonation.
I'm behind you on that, man. I can't put pop down.
I know, but I used to drink a lot of pop too, but now
I don't drink nearly as much, but
I don't either. I don't know what the point is. It makes me tired after.
Really?
Yeah, you know? You get the crash. You get a little sugar, you get
I'm
a
off
caffeine.
I'm off caffeine.
I've been off coffee for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I'm off caffeine completely. No
just
pop,
done.
Nothing. And it was hard for a week.
Oh yeah.
It was hard for
a
week.
I know.
But I'm done now. I'm done. I'm out the wood. I'm through the woods.
And like I just look around and I was just like, what's the point? What is it?
I do that every time I go fucking eat it. Like,
America, if you want to lose weight, you wake up, you have a protein.
Oatmeal.
You have oatmeal, you have an egg.
Maybe some milk.
You have juice, or...
if you're intolerant, soy milk.
Or some fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have in the morning.
Nice little round
breakfast.
You'll
be hungry. You will be.
Oh, yeah, you'll be hungry
because
like
you're
3 hours
used to
later.
McDonald's. Sausage McMuffin.
Mm-hmm.
You will be hungry.
Mm-hmm. But so eventually your body will adjust.
It will. So in the meantime, you take some nuts, almonds, cashews.
Okay, yeah, be more specific.
Almonds, cashews,
some
raisins.
Take
some
nuts.
A little something. A little protein in there. A little sugar in the fruit.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck
on nuts. Yeah, I know you're on the nuts.
I'm still stuck on nuts.
On nuts, yeah. It's like it just replayed in your mind right now. It's just nuts. Nuts.
I had
nuts.
8 jokes
nuts.
Right there. I was like,
nuts.
Why you say nuts? Why do you have to say nuts?
I just spoke for like 10 minutes. All you heard was nuts.
Nuts. Nuts. He said nuts.
He said take some nuts.
He said nuts.
But yeah, and then it's just like, and then you, for lunch, you eat a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cheeseburger.
A sandwich.
You eat like lettuce,
mm-hmm.
tomatoes.
Check.
As long as your vegetables outweigh everything else, you're pretty much in the clear.
Mm-hmm. I could agree.
Like you can get a turkey sandwich. You can get a turkey bacon sandwich if you want. You can get a ham sandwich if you want. As long as you got lettuce, tomato, sprouts, pickles, cucumbers, onion. As long as the vegetables.
Mayonnaise.
Maybe a little bit.
Worcestershire sauce.
But just as long as your veggies are more than everything else, man, you're
fried
egg. And then when you come home, don't fucking get McDonald's.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking tough, man.
And don't drink diet pop.
It's tough, man.
It's not helping.
It's tough. I gotta admit, I'm guilty, man. Like, but I always have that drop after every time I eat. I'm like, man, I had Taco Bell in forever. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same
Taco
way.
Bell.
And I have the blessed ability of a very young man's metabolism right now. So unfortunately, my bad eating habits don't show. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, people don't think that I eat unhealthy. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I think about it, I eat really unhealthy. So it's like, I'm lucky right now. I'm very lucky right now.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, gotta just stop wait. Pretending.
Just
so
wait.
So it embarrasses me. So
see
KFC,
all this right here? Yeah, it's coming, bro. Yeah. That's coming, bro. It's coming. Cause so you going to pocket right here. This is where all your shit
you
going.
You don't got
right
healthy
right
choices,
here.
KFC. McDonald's, you don't got healthy choices.
They got fruit.
They do now.
But it's like...
probably covered in sugar.
Yeah, fruit.
Yeah.
High fructose corn syrup. Yeah, that's what I'm trying
yep.
to say.
It's probably drizzled on it.
Drizzled? That should have been marinating in this shit for 3 years. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just
doing fucking fresh fruit at fucking McDonald's.
Duh, just come on.
I understand, man. I understand. KFC, they should close that place down.
McDonald's, Wendy's, Hardee's.
Yeah, I mean, I go to like Jimmy John's, but that's really not all that great for you either. Man.
No.
It's better.
A little bit.
Yeah, if you take off some of that mayonnaise, because they give you about a pound
oh,
of mayonnaise.
Oh, man, they scoop it out with an ice cream scooper.
Oh, no, dude. They.
But Jimmy John's is good. And you know what, Jimmy John's, to me, okay. Here it is. The perfect sandwich comes down to one of two things. Mm-hmm. Jimmy John's has avocado, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
It's good. Good fats.
What they do not have is sliced pickle that you can put on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not down with the pickle?
Oh, I love the pickle. I'm agreeing that that's a
so
fuck
it's
up.
Like, duh.
You don't have the pickle.
If yeah. you had to slice pickle, it would literally be God's gift to
hell
sandwich.
Yeah. Pickle make everything more better.
Oh, man. The crunch? When yeah, you hit yeah. that, oh, you go through those layers, you get the bread, maybe
pickles, little, just the right accent, just
yep.
the right,
boom, little just sour, bam, just hit, oh, I just got a pickle on that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're making me hungry right now, and I just ate like a motherfucker.
Yep. So Jimmy John's, I do support.
Mm-hmm.
Subway. Gotta slice some pickles.
I don't like eating at Subway because that fruity ass Jared.
See, Subway got the pickles.
He ruined it. He
Subway
ruined it,
has
though.
Pickles. They do have avocado now, but it's not good.
I know some people like to take the pickles that in their advertisement. I don't like fucking with them. Why am I hating on Jared? I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why.
He didn't do anything wrong to you?
He really didn't.
Nope, he didn't.
He really did not do anything wrong to me. I just don't like him.
And again, for everybody,
act
for
like
those
he
listening,
lost his weight listen to eating sandwiches.
For those listening, the Subway diet does not mean you get a 6-inch roast beef with mayo and a large Coke.
With extra cheese.
Jared did not get large Cokes.
Not even.
He did not get large diet Cokes.
Jared lost weight from exercise and plastic surgery.
This is probably true.
And he had fucking Subway finance that whole shit. So he could come out and say, hey, I lost weight. Naive smiling and fucking, you know, whatever athlete's face.
This is true.
You know, fuck that.
I'm sure maybe
that's
he lost.
Why I don't like that motherfucker, man.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. His lie reflects everything.
Everything.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with Jared. Fuck Jared. Fuck
I'm out. Guy. I'm done with the, I'm done with the podcast.
Done with the podcast. Yeah. Fuck Jared. Titties.
Fuck Jared. Jason'sBasement.net. JasonsBasementBNC@gmail.com.
.com.
BackgroundNoiseCrew.com.
.com.
Check out Euthanize. They're from Salt Lake. The fucking hotness. Euthanize. Check out Analyrical on tour. On tour. Going on tour.
I was gonna sneeze.
Oh, I was gonna say, you look like a sneeze.
Oh, it was coming.
Yep. That's so what she said. Check out Analyrical on tour, on the Fall Fiasco tour. I think he's calling it mm-hmm. the tour.
All right. And P.S. I got a new thing to say instead of that's what she said. Somebody said it the other day, and I thought it was hilarious. Say sounds like my first time.
Sounds like my first time.
So that's a new one to say for all you people to like to keep that going. The that's what she said kind of thing. Keep that going. Here's a new fresh twist to it. So say that's sounds like my first time. And there's all numerous ways you could say it. Sounds like my first time. Sounds like my first time. Sounds like my first time. See?
Yeah, it works. All about the inflection.
Works on anything.
Yeah, I mean when she put it in it was kind of rough.
That sounds like my first time.
See people?
It works.
Take that home. Take that home to your loved ones. Give it to them. Oh, man, we could just go all night.
I could. Yeah, sounds like my first
time. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Bye.
She left it on that. Yay.